For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
After being kidnapped for 87 days, 13-year-old Jamie Kloss was found some 70 miles away from her Wisconsin home by Gene Netter, a dog walker in a rural part of the state. Netter brought Kloss to the nearby home of Christina Kosinskis, where they called 911.
Absolutely knew it was her. We've seen her picture a million times around here. She looked exactly the same as she did in her picture, a little bit thinner.
Police say suspect Jake Patterson shaved his head to avoid leaving any evidence during the attack that left her parents dead. The partial government shutdown, now the longest in history, and there are no negotiations scheduled. While some 800,000 government workers go without a paycheck, Congress is home for the weekend, getting their pay. President Donald Trump urged party leaders Friday to return to Washington for a vote on a wall or barrier or whatever they want to call it, even peaches. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined, I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Police say it's a mystery why a gunman on a bicycle ambushed and killed a Northern California policewoman. Davis County Police Chief Darren Pytel says at the time, 22-year-old officer Natalie Corona was investigating a car accident.
The suspect rode up on his bicycle. Officer Corona was in the street in between two vehicles involved in the collision, and the suspect basically just opened up fire.
The gunman later took his own life. New Florida Governor Ron DeSantis suspended Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel Friday over his handling of February's massacre at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. Debbie Hickson, whose husband Chris was killed while trying to protect students, says an unarmed wrestling coach did more than trained law enforcement officers did.
He is one of the adults that ran in that building immediately. I look forward to a sheriff who trains his staff members and his law enforcement to do just that.
Former police sergeant Gregory Tony worked for Coral Springs Police for 12 years before leaving in 2016 to start a company. The governor has named him acting sheriff. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The new anti-trafficking measure that President Trump signed into law will authorize $430 million to combat human trafficking. John Clemens has more.
Named after abolitionist Frederick Douglass, the new law will help efforts to prevent sex and labor trafficking while protecting victims both here in the U.S. and around the world. Raleigh Sadler, author of the book Vulnerable, tells us there are 40 million people enslaved around the world.
And I would define human trafficking as the exploitation of vulnerability for commercial gain. So if you identify vulnerable people, chances are you're going to find people who could be, are, or have been trafficked.
In the days after President Trump fired FBI Director James Comey, the New York Times reports the agency began investigating whether the president was secretly working on behalf of Russia. Times reporter Adam Goldman tells CNN agents had grown suspicious of Trump's ties to Moscow during the 2016 campaign, but held off because they weren't sure how to proceed.
The essence of the counterintelligence investigation is something that's a threat to national security. And typically these investigations are done quietly, clandestinely, and many, many times they don't lead to criminal charges. And the methods that the FBI uses to try to understand what an adversary might be doing is highly classified.
In a flurry of tweets this morning, President Trump slammed Comey, arguing that his firing of the former FBI director was a great day for America, and accused him of being a crooked cop protected by Mueller. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.